Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 71. I'm pretty sure it's 71. As you can tell, I don't quite have a voice, so I apologize. I'm doing the best I can. I'm hoping this goes away faster than it did in the fall, when I swear is when it came into my body, and I'm hoping it is now working through and taking its leave, but it feels very much the same, so I don't know what that's about. We are a weird people. I guess I could probably start most of these with that, but we are a weird people. We kind of sabotage ourselves. I'm just thinking, I don't remember exactly what the inspiration of this was, because it was like three different things that sort of just came together in my head that I heard and then came together in my head. And just the whole idea that we totally sabotage ourselves as we get older, we don't leave any room for ourselves for goodness, right? Like we put our standards so much on beauty that, and then we see old people as unattractive, and we utilize sort of the, what am I trying to say? As you can tell, my voice is taking away my brain. I'm making toast and you're going to be a part of it. I mean, okay, when we think about evolutionarily, or what's the right word? That's not the right word. what makes us attracted to people in the whole having a full head of hair and trying to remember if it's big eyes or what the heck? All those things that equate to youthfulness. And then we really discard the things that come with age in such a negative way, in an ugly and horrible way. And we don't help ourselves as we get older to see, you know, in our culture and in some other cultures, they do this very differently. You know, maybe it's not the youthful attractiveness, but there can be an attractiveness to an older person that it's not so seen as negatively and so horribly, that as people age, they can see the beauty a little differently and see the wisdom, and elders are valued. And we don't value, like, we don't even say, okay, old people are ugly, but gosh, they have value. And I'm not saying that every elder has value. I mean, there are things that people have learned and there's things we can learn, but I've certainly seen some people as they've gotten older, they have really chosen to not get smarter. So I don't know, I'm not trying to say that that's something to value, but maybe if we valued elders, maybe we'd encourage people to grow older and smarter. I don't know, just a thought. I don't know, and I haven't thought about this incredibly well or fully, but that's my thought. My thought is, to sum up a little bit of it, not the whole thing, because I guess I'm going to eat my toast now because it's done. Sorry, this isn't my best recording, but oh well, sorry. Okay, so but this is life, man. Deal with it. So we just aren't thinking ahead and like giving ourselves anything to work with when we get old, and maybe we are thinking people, but we don't even still really value that. Like we kind of value older people a little bit, but it's really still really, really rare. And again, I'm not saying that all old people should be valued for their wisdom. They should be valued for the wisdom that they have, not just assume that they all come with this pile of wisdom. In my experience, it many times is true, but in many times it isn't true. But we are, like, by not sort of thinking forward, we get to being old and we don't value our being in shape, our health enough in this country, in my mind, or my experience, and maybe I'm thinking about this wrong, and I'll totally admit that in 2 days I might listen to this and go, oh my God. But we don't value, there's so many things that we don't value in general. Some people do, but in general, you know, we hardly value our physical bodies, many people, and taking care of ourselves. And we somehow, I don't know what that's about. Like, is that just, do we expect other people to do it? I mean, I'm not like the most perfect person either, but it's something that I think about, and it's a reason for me to want to take care of myself. And so that when we get old, we have like nothing to work with. We're not valued. We're quote unquote ugly. And we don't have like a lot of health, and granted, well, some people have a lot of health, but we live longer. So I realize that there's a lot of things going on there. But if we look at people as they're coming up, younger people, and we've talked about how the age, the expectancy, life expectancy is probably going to go down, and so many illnesses that we have that are not help, you know, thinking of diabetes. And so people are coming into old age with so much less health, perhaps a different kind of health, less health. I don't know. I guess I haven't thought through this very well, but I would say less health, I mean, or at least more autoimmune diseases or, you know, various other things that we have going on as people get older. And then we try to keep ourselves alive, but we're not so much focused on keeping ourselves healthy, which is interesting. This sort of entitlement of, I don't have to be healthy, just take care of me, is interesting. I don't know what's right or wrong. I love the idea of being able to do whatever we want when we want, but at the same time, we complain about people on welfare. And there's a thing on Facebook about some woman in the grocery store being treated horribly because she was buying milk and bread and fruits and vegetables, and she didn't have enough money on her WIC thing. So somebody behind her offered to pay, and the cashier was really rude and didn't want the lady to help her pay, and basically said, you know, these people, they keep having babies, blah, blah, blah. I guess I'm really getting off track. Kind of, sort of. But my point is that we complain about people being on welfare and not taking care of them, their kids, and all of this stuff. And many of those people that I see complaining about that are not taking care of themselves, like their own health. So we're not a very congruent people. That's, I guess that's the point of today. We're really not very, is congruent the right word? I really need like an engineer sitting in front of me waving their hands and Googling things for me, because today is one of those days when my brain is not solidly working. I'm so sorry. Congruent sounds like the right word, but it also sounds like the wrong word. After a while, when you think about a word too much, it doesn't work. Like if I say my own name enough, my name doesn't sound like my name. So perhaps I'm both thinking not enough and too much. Anyway, I'm just gonna let it be. And know that I need to go look for a better word than congruent, because I don't think that's what it is. So thank you for listening and getting through this one. I don't even know if I should put it out, but you know what? I'm gonna, because I'm just gonna, unless somebody really stops me. I swear I'm not drunk. I've had tea and I'm about to eat toast. So what do you know? I don't know what I know. Hopefully you know more than I do today. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out on Facebook. Check me out on Facebook, whatever. At Mornings with a Stranger. No spaces. All right. Have a great day. I was going to say don't talk to strangers, but that would be bad because that would be really narcissistic. That would be like me saying, don't talk to me, just listen to me. And I actually would love to engage. So feel free to engage, but be nice and thoughtful. Let's, you know, don't like say this podcast is stupid and sucky, this episode, because I'm kind of just trying to put that right out there and tell you that I know. But again, being true to my little experiment, I'm hanging with. I hope you get the point. Like, I hope I was clear enough to have you understand something. All right. Bye.